Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May we always dwell in the sanctuary
of peace. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Let us pray. O God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. Naye Petero naimirira wamu ne kumi nomu, naimuse dobozi ye, naagamba nti, kale, ennyumba yonna eya Isirayiri emanye ddala nti Katonda yamufuula Mukama era Kristo Yesu oyo gwe mwakomerera ku musaalaba. Awo bwe baawulira ekyo emitima gyabwe ne gikubibwa nnyo ne bagamba Peetero n'abatuma abalala abasajja abooluganda tunaakola tutya? Peetero n'agamba nti mwenenye buli omu kumwe abatizibwe mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo olwo okuggibwako ebibi byammwe era munaafuna ekirabo eky'Omwoyo Omutukuvu kubanga ekisuubizo kiri gye muli ne ku baana bammwe ne ku abo bonna abali ewala bonna Mukama Katonda waffe abayita n'abategeeza n'ekigambo ebirala bingi n'ababuulirira ng'agamba nti mwerokole muguno omulembe omukyamu. Awo abakkiriza ekigambo ekyo ne babatizibwa ku lunaku olwo ne beeyongera abantu 300. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
I will take the cup of salvation. The second reading from the first letter of Peter. Et si vous invoquez comme père celui qui, sans partialité, juge chacun selon son œuvre, conduisez-vous avec crainte durant le temps de votre séjour sur la terre, sachant que ce n'est point par des choses périssables, argent ou or, que vous avez été rachetés de la vaine manière de vivre héritée de vos pères, mais par le sang précieux, comme d'un agneau sans défaut et sans tache, celui du Christ, prédestiné avant la fondation du monde et manifesté à la fin des temps à cause de vous. Par lui, vous croyez en Dieu, qu'il a ressuscité des morts et lui a donné la gloire, de telle sorte que votre foi et votre espérance reposent sur Dieu. Vous avez purifié vos âmes en obéissant à la vérité pour pratiquer un amour fraternel sans hypocrisie. Aimez-vous les uns les autres d'un cœur pur avec constance, vous qui avez été engendrés à nouveau par une semence non pas corruptible, mais incorruptible, par la parole de Dieu vivante et permanente. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What were you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And they came near the village to which they were going. He walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at supper with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" In that same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May only words of truth be spoken, and only words of truth be heard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes I wonder how much attention we pay to the words that we say and sing during our church services. Different hymns or prayers may catch our attention depending on the day. Today, for example, having absolutely no idea what the second hymn would be, I'm just blown away because it's from Psalm 126. But the psalm for the day, Psalm 116, is basically the same thing, which is unabashedly a love song. "I love the Lord because he heard my voice and inclined his ear to me. He has loosed my bonds, therefore I call upon him as long as I live." How often do we let ourselves declare our love so openly? Sometimes I suspect God would have to listen pretty hard to hear us. But this ongoing and unending process of call and response between us is really the core of our relationship with God. God calling. From Peter's first letter, the promise is for you, for your children, and all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord God calls to him. And then us calling to God. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. I will call upon the name of the Lord as long as I live. Then in response to the call, God hearing and responding, he heard my voice and inclined his ear to me. He has loosed my bonds. And us hearing and responding, I have kept my faith, even when I said I am greatly afflicted. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will lift up the cup of salvation. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the midst of God's people. His call and response from both sides. I love the line in that verse, he inclined his ear to me. I get the image of a robin standing on the lawn with his head cocked. He's inclining his ear to the ground, listening. It's absolutely unbelievable to me that robins can actually hear worms wriggling beneath the surface of the ground. But I can't disbelieve the number of times that after intently listening, I've seen them go straight for and pull out the worm. I have no doubt that God inclines his ear to hear us. Our prayers, our laments, as well as our joy and thanksgiving, though sometimes they are as hard to hear as a worm wriggling in the soil. But the image of the robin hearing successfully encourages me to believe that God can and does hear us, even when our prayers are full of doubt or grief or pain. I am reassured to know that God hears our part of the love song whenever we're brave enough to sing it. A more pressing issue may be whether we are listening as intently to hear God at work around us. Do we go through our days with our head cocked, longing to hear an echo of the Spirit wafting through the circumstances we face? I mean, how can we hear God's love song in the midst of all the noise, all the competing messages? We may easily relate to St. Peter when he exhorted his audience to save yourselves from this corrupt generation. We can understand why we have to constantly repeat our baptismal vows to renounce all that corrupts and destroys the creatures of God, because we're surrounded with other narratives, other songs that are not about love. No wonder Peter exhorted his listeners to live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. It can sometimes feel like we are in an exiled situation from our God. So when we hear of the disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, we realize that they too felt like they were in exile. It's such a beautiful scene that depicts the love song in action. They had heard the call. They had followed Jesus. They had loved him. They had believed. But then their hopes were dashed by his death. Just the pathos when they say, and we had hoped that he was the one. And now, no matter how much they incline their ears, they could hear no longer the other voice in the love song. All they heard was the silence that comes from death. And they couldn't even recognize Jesus when he was right there with them. On that road, Jesus spent time inclining his ear, listening to them, to their sorrowful cry for help. But then he responded by reminding them about the passages in Scripture that spoke of the Messiah and how he had fulfilled those passages, how that response had been fulfilled in his life in his death, and now in his new life. When they broke bread together, their hearts burned within them, for they realized he was alive. They heard the love song being sung again and immediately had to go and share it with the other disciples in Jerusalem. I am convinced that God is always calling. I'm less convinced that we're always listening or always ready to respond. But still, we celebrate with joy when we express that love in our liturgy, even though we find it sometimes hard to express in other situations where talk of God seems unfamiliar or even unwelcome. So call and response. It's a song or conversation, if you prefer, that carries on even in those times when all we hear is silence. Call and response, even when we have trouble finding the words to help us call upon the Lord or lift up the cup of salvation. Call and response from a God who always hears and always responds, even when we have inclined our ears and heard nothing wriggling beneath the surface. It is then that we have the words of our love song that we've learned here to fall back on by way of response, whether it be from Psalm 116 or other passages or lovely hymns like the one we just had. It is then that we have the promise that God is inclining his ear, that he does hear, and that he will respond. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. And as Peter said, the promise is for you, for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. The promise is that the love song will never end. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, who died for us, but whom the grave could not hold. Through the triumph of his resurrection, Jesus freed us from the bondage of sin and death. Help us to live lives worthy of this freedom. Help us to live lives in response to your great love by loving those around us. We lift up our prayers to you, O God, saying together, "Hear us, God of life." God, we thank you for your good creation. Thank you that you created us in your own image, making each of us to be image bearers of the divine. Help us to resist all forces that seek to denigrate that image. Inspire us and give us the compassion and courage to speak out against unjust systems of government and commerce and social conventions that do not recognize the infinite value of every human being. And in our struggle, let us not lose sight of your image in the people who cause the harms we fight against, just as you loved us as we crucified you. This we ask of you, Creator, saying, hear us, God of life. Lord God, we lift up to you those who suffer and are in pain, whether physical, mental, or spiritual. When it comes to those close to us, help us to see past the busyness of our own lives, past the required, I'm fine, to see the pain of our neighbors. Just as you opened the eyes of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, may our hearts burn within us as we see you in the face of our neighbors. Help us to see each other as you do, and show us how we can be with each other in our suffering. When it comes to those far away whom we will never meet, we ask that the distance would not be a barrier to empathy. Show us how to live our lives in a way that remembers and advocates for those harmed by war, poverty, and illness. Let us never stop praying for an end to violence and suffering and for a just peace, just as we ask this of you now, Lord Jesus, praying, hear us, God of life. Father God, we pray for those in worldly authority over the places where we live. We pray for Charles, our king, for Mark, our prime minister, for Doug and Christine, our premiers, for Mark and Maud, our mayors. May they be guided by your love, compassion, and wisdom as they lead in our communities. This we ask of you, Father, praying, hear us, God of life. We thank you for all those who serve in leadership here at St. John's. For Gary, Alan, Pat, Christina, Nick, Kimberly, Monica, Barb, Chris, and Pat. Fill them, Holy Spirit, that they may be replete with your love, peace, faith, and hope, that they may serve out of the overflow of these your blessings. This we pray, Holy Spirit, saying, hear us, God of life. Lord God, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, who died for us, but whom the grave could not hold. Help us to live lives in response to your great love, by loving those around us and seeing your face in all we meet. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and strengthen you and keep you today and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.